Hello, I'm Dr. Allison Hinckley, an epidemiologist from CDC's Division of Vector-Borne Diseases. I'm pleased to speak with you today as part of the CDC Expert Commentary Series on Medscape. In this video, I will talk about Southern Tick-Associated Rash Illness, or STARI, which causes a rash similar to Lyme disease, but is actually a distinct, less severe condition caused by the bite of a Lone Star tick. The Lone Star tick, Amblyomma americanum, is commonly found throughout the eastern, southeastern, and south-central United States. The range and abundance of these ticks have increased over the past 20 years. Lone Star ticks have been found as far north as Maine and as far west as central Texas. Both adult and juvenile Lone Star ticks feed aggressively on humans. STARI, sometimes called Master's disease, is defined as a circular, bullseye-type rash that develops after the bite of a Lone Star tick. Patients with STARI may also experience fatigue, headache, fever, and myalgia. Long-term sequelae have not been reported. The cause of STARI has not been determined. However, numerous studies have shown that the rash is not caused by Borrelia burgdorferi, the bacterium that causes Lyme disease. Although scientists once hypothesized that STARI was caused by the spirochete Borrelia Lone Stari, further research did not support this idea either. Because the cause of STARI remains unknown, diagnostic blood tests are not available. Although acute STARI tends to be milder than early Lyme disease, the clinical features, including the erythema migrans-like rash, are not readily distinguished from those of early Lyme disease. In the cases of STARI studied to date, the rash and other symptoms have resolved following treatment with oral doxycycline, but it is unclear whether this medication speeds recovery. Both patients and providers have wondered whether the Lone Star ticks spread Lyme disease. Repeated studies have found no evidence to support this concern. On the contrary, studies have shown that saliva of Lone Star ticks is naturally toxic to the Lyme disease spirochete Borrelia burgdorferi. Although it's not always possible to differentiate between STARI and Lyme disease based on geography, it is frequently possible to distinguish between Lone Star ticks and black-legged ticks, and thus narrow your differential diagnosis. Female Lone Star ticks are particularly distinctive, with a noticeable white dot or star on their backs, which some patients will remember. To summarize, in southern and southeastern regions where Lyme disease is rare, patients who present with a bullseye rash and no travel history probably have STARI, a condition of unknown etiology that appears after the bite of a Lone Star tick. Given the difficulty of differentiating STARI from Lyme disease clinically, some healthcare providers choose to treat STARI with the same course of antibiotics as Lyme disease. Whether antibiotic treatment is necessary is unknown. When evaluating a patient for a known Lone Star tick bite, it is important to remember that Lone Star ticks are vectors for ehrlichiosis and tularemia, both potentially fatal illnesses. For more information on STARI, see www.cdc.gov/STARI. For more information on tick bites, please visit www.cdc.gov/ticks. Thank you.